Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Isaiah chapter 13 today, and we are in the New Living Translation. This is what it says. Isaiah, son of Amoz, received this message concerning the destruction of Babylon. Raise a signal flag on a bare hilltop. Call up an army against Babylon. Wave your hand to encourage them as they march into the palaces of the high and mighty. I, the Lord, have dedicated these soldiers for this task. Yes, I have called the mighty warriors to express my anger, and they will rejoice when I am exalted. Hear the noise on the mountains. Listen as the vast armies march. It is the noise and shouting of many nations. The Lord of heaven's armies has called this army together. They come from distant countries, from beyond the farthest horizons. They are the Lord's weapons to carry out his anger. With them he will destroy the whole land. Scream in terror, for the day of the Lord has arrived. The time for the Almighty to destroy. Every arm is paralyzed with fear. Every heart melts and people are terrified. Pangs of anguish grip them like those of a woman in labor. They look helplessly at one another, their faces aflame in fear. For see, the day of the Lord is coming, the terrible day of his fury and fierce anger. The land will be made desolate and all the sinners destroyed with it. The heavens will be black above them. The stars will give no light. The sun will be dark when it rises and the moon will provide no light. The Lord will punish the world for its evil and the wicked for their sin. I will crush the arrogance of the proud and humble the pride of the mighty. I will make people scarcer than gold, more rare than the fine gold of Ophir. For I will shake the heavens. The earth will move from its place when the Lord of heaven's armies displays his wrath in the day of his fierce anger. Everyone in Babylon will run about like a hunted gazelle, like a sheep without a shepherd. They will try to find their own people and flee to their own land. Anyone who is captured will be cut down, run through with a sword. Their little children will be dashed to death before their eyes. Their homes will be sacked and their wives will be raped. Look, I will stir up the Medes against Babylon. They cannot be tempted by silver or bribed with gold. The attacking armies will shoot down the young men with arrows. They will have no mercy or helpless babies and will show no compassion for their children. Babylon, the most glorious of kingdoms, the flower of Chaldean pride, will be devastated like Sodom and Gomorrah when God destroyed them. Babylon will never be inhabited again. It will remain empty for generation after generation. Nomads will refuse to camp there, and the shepherds will not bed down their sheep. Desert animals will move into the ruined city, and the houses will be haunted by howling creatures. Owls will live among the ruins, and wild goats will go there to dance. Hyenas will howl in its fortresses, and jackals will make dens in its luxurious palaces. Babylon's days are numbered. Its time of destruction will soon arrive. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you that Babylon's days are numbered, and we know that there is so much evil in the world right now, and sometimes we just groan and we say, how long, O Lord, how long? I'm reminded of the lament psalms, where often David will say, how long will the wicked prevail? How long will they get away with it? And Lord, you are a just God. So many times we think we're just confused by you, Lord, and we think, well, he's just an angry God in the Old Testament and a happy God in the New Testament, but you are the same God. You're a God of holiness and justice, and you treat evil with fairness, and that's why you have to judge it, because it is unfair and unkind, and it harms people who are innocent. And so, Lord, instead of us shrinking away from your judgment, and instead of glossing over passages like that, we thank you for them. We thank you that you are high and lifted up. We thank you that you see when people harm other people, that is not unnoticed. Lord, I pray for those today who feel unnoticed by you, who feel like you don't see the crimes that have been committed against them, even by their own family members. But Lord, you have seen, you do see, and all will be made well eventually. So help us to trust you. In the midst of that, help us to trust you that all will be made well, that you do see the crimes, you do see the injustices. Come, Lord Jesus. We know that in the end times, when everything is consummated, when the new heavens and the new earth come, there will be no more weeping, no more fear, no more pain, no more health problems, no more discord between other people. There will be harmony and peace, and help us to look for that today. I know some people are listening to this podcast and they're battling a disease and they're battling the end of their life. Lord, help them to know that it matters. It's never for nothing. Even if they suffer alone, it's not for nothing. Their lives are a testimony of your goodness against the evil one and the evil generation that's around us. So Lord, we thank you that you're the judge. We thank you that you are righteous. We thank you that you see the perils of this world. And so Lord, would you just show us today that you see us? Show us today that you're taking note, and help us also to understand that it is right and good to be instruments of righteousness. Help us to do justice, to walk humbly with you, to love mercy. Help us to be as Jesus was on this earth, to love those who are unlovely, to dignify those who appear undignified, and help us to be like you in this world. Thank you for rescuing us from sin. Thank you that we are not going to be judged according to our sin, but we are going to be judged according to your blood. Thank you for shedding your blood, I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Yesterday, I mentioned that I will pray for you. And it's been really fun. We've been doing this a couple months now, and I think I'm going to keep doing it as long as you keep recording your prayer requests. Go to marydemuth.com/pray, and I will pray for you. And that will always happen the first Sunday of the month. So be watching for that in February, and I will pray for you on the first Sunday.